Yeah, we will hold off Kuf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Yeah, just we'll start over again. The Gemara will start from here. More just again. Tanino Lohodatan Rabbanu Gnodan Abraisa that Shemrim Letuma Kalo V'Loi Shemrim Letuma Chamura. There's such a parash of a Shemir. Again, our Mishnah, the skin is called a Shemir. It watches the meat that brings Tuma, the Tuma Kalo, which that's like Tumas Eichlin. But there's no Shemrim Letuma Chamura, which is Tumas Nevela. The Mishnah says, "Shemul and Tumakala minolim." The Tana of the Rabbi Shmuel, Pesuk says, "I'll call Zera Zerua." Whenever you plant a seed, so idash and kiderah shebnei yodim etzim lizria. Like somebody takes out a seed to plant it, that means chita b'chliposa. When you plant a seed of wheat, you plant it with its shell around it. Usayra b'chliposa. You plant the barley with its shell around it. So therefore, that's the pasuk here, Zera Zerua, that oichlin is makabel tuma. So the parasha of Shemrim, that the peel around it is also called part of the Yechol, it's mistarf with the shear to make it lakabu tumah, and then what then it gives off tumah and it takes in tumah. We'll see in the Gemara soon. So that's this posik of Shemrim, a Shemrim for an Yechol, even though you don't eat the Shemrim by itself, but now that it's attached to the food, it has lacha like the food itself. Yeah, the adoshim kliposa, the same lentils with its klipa. Yeah, one. Now we also darshim of aloy shermim l'tumah chamura, but the tumah chamura for tumas nevela and the behema dies, so there's no dinner shemir. That means the meat, it's not the skin, is not mitzarev to the shear of the basa. So minolan, how do we know this? That by tumas nevela, there's no din of a shemir. The Tana Rabban went like this. The Brisa says we darshim a posik b'nevelosa. It only have tumas on the nevela itself, and we darshim v'loy be'or, not on the skin of the nevela. Yeah. That if there's no kezayis basar on this skin, so the skin is not mitzarif to make it into a kezayis, and therefore it has no tumas nevela. So tumas nevela needs the basar itself, a kezayis of basar, and the skin can't help from it. So Mura says, Yochel, on top of Kuf Yud Ches, Yochel, I would have thought to say, Hanageya kineged basar miachurov. Lo yehi tamei. Like, let's say you have a kezayis nevela, you have a kezayis of the basa, and skin is attached to it. Now you touch the skin, not the meat. You touch the outer side. You touch just the skin. So Yochel, I would have thought to say maybe you don't become tamei. Talmud Lema, this the pasuk says no. Yitma says a portion of yitma mashma you do become tamei. So as long as there's a kezayis of basa there, then you become tamei even though you only touch the shemer. Samur says, my comma, and what does the pasuk mean? The Rashi said before, my comma means, Reshi Gatoni, Veloibor, Al Malav Nevela Mikri, Opochus Megazayis Lav Shiru, Vodatoni de Matama. Later says now, the skin is Matamiyu. So my Rabba says like this, Vyamalun, some say Kedi, Stam name, is that really in the Braisa, the Pshat is, Chasuri Mechsa, something is missing. Vochi Gatoni, this is what we should know in the Braisa. Vidarashim Benevelosa, Veloibor. That you have to touch the gezayis of an nevela to become tamei, and not the skin. Meaning to say, v'loy bor sheina lov kezayis bosor v'or mashlima l'kezayis. That if you don't have a kezayis bosor, just the skin makes up the kezayis, then there's no tumas nevela. And that's the first drasha. Only if you touch the nevela, kezayis bosor, not the skin. If so, yochel, I would have thought to say, yochel shani moitzi af or sheyesha lov kezayis bosor. It's from even skin that has a kezayis basar on it. Maybe also hanageh keneged basar miachurov. If you only touch the part of the skin, like you don't touch the meat, you only touch the outer part, just the skin. Yochel, I would have thought to say lo yehi tamei. Maybe you do not become tamei because you're not touching the basar. You're only touching the skin on the other side, and therefore I would have thought to say maybe v'afilu ma'isi yad nami lo yovid. Maybe the shomer, the skin, is not even like a handle to the meat. Meaning to say, a handle at least, a yad would mean, if you touch the skin, so since the skin is attached to the meat, and the meat has a kezayis basar, so it's a handle, will make you tamei, maybe no, maybe the shomer is not even a yad. On this Talmud we come and learn, no, the pasuk says yitmo. An extra pasuk of yitmo, mashmel, koponim, it has a locha like a yad. And therefore, if you touch the skin, since the skin is attached to a kezayis of basar, it has a loch like a yad, and therefore you'd become tummy. So again, it's not mitzvah to the shear, but I call upon him, it has a locha like a yad, that it would make you tummy. Yeah. So that's the two dinim. By nevelo, there's such a thing as a yad, but not a shomer, it doesn't become a mitzvah to the shear. Now we'll soon see. Mura says, Tenan Hosam, learned over there, Mishnah Uksin, it says like this, Kol Shehu Yad, for loy shomer, anything that's called only a yad, but it's not called a shomer, Rashi says, Kol Shehu Yad, like etzem, you have a bone, Shein Boi Moyach, it doesn't have any marrow inside it, Uvaroy Shehu Echad Bos, on the other side of the bone, there's some meat. So this bone is not called a shomer, it doesn't really watch the meat, but I call it's called the yad, like it's attached, like the bone is attached to the meat. So now, kol shu, anything that's called the yad, for loy shem, it's not a shemer. So locher is tomei or metamei, like if you touch the bone, you become tomei. Or metamei means if some sherets would touch the bone, it would also bring tomei into the yoichel. Like it's called an attachment, as if you're touching the yoichel itself. The yad is like an extension of the bosor. But for yenim itstarif, in the case where the bosor itself is left in a kezayis, and you want the bone, you want the yad to make up the shear, that no, that it can't do. But shomer, let's say you have something that's a watcher, a shomer, that's let's say the skin around the meat, that's a shomer, that protects it. The loch of a shomer is, shomer, v'yato pi shen yad, even though it's not called the yad, Rashi says it means going or shekineged kezayis bosor, the skin on the other side of the meat. So there it's not called the yad, it's not a handle to touch the meat, but our call upon him, it's a shomer protects it. So a shomer is a locher is tomei umetamei umetzdarif. Yes, that a shomer does all three. It's tomei, means if you touch the skin, you become tomei. Or metamei means if a sheret touches the skin, it makes the bosa tomei. Or metzdarif, it makes the shear into a kezayis or into a kebetza lekabel tuma. Rashi says tomei means Im hoya tor mekabel tumo machnis liyechel. So tumi reshes faker. Tumi means that if the skin becomes tumi, so it brings the tumor into the yechel. Umetami is the opposite. Im hoya yechel tumi. If the food was tumi, vinoga shemroi, and you touch the skin, so moitzi shemroi sa tumi mizelazer. The shemroi takes the tumor out. That's called the metami. It's metami something else. Yeah, so that's the loch of a shomer has more dinim than a yad. What's going to be if something is lo yad velo shomer? It's not a yad, it's not a shomer. Rashi says, could go in sar. Let's say here. The here on the behemoth. So the here, so then lo tome velo metame. It doesn't do anything. Like if the bosser is tome and you touch the skin, you don't become tome. And if the bosser is tor and the tome touches the here, it does not bring tome into the behemoth. Yeah. See, these are the dinim. That's the chil between a yad, a shomer, and something that's neither. Now the Gemara says, Yodos, that you said it's tomei or metamei, heichiksivi. Where do we have a posik to say this parasha of Yodos? So Gemara says, the posik says, v'chiyutan mayim al zera, you put water on a zera, v'nofal minivei losam, olof, and the nevelo then falls on the food. That's the way food becomes tomei. The first it needs a hechsher, water has to go upon the food, and then the nevela falls upon the food. It's tomei hu lechem. Sidarshin lechem means lechol tzorcheichem. What does that mean? L'rabbe says a yodos, that there's such a pasha of yodos. Rashi says lechol davish l'tzorich lechem b'yechol azeh hakol tomei harei lechol sha'yad mevi tumah l'oichol, that the yad brings tumah to the food. So yad gabi havoy is tumik. So it's talking about bringing the food, bringing the tumah. Means that a person that's tumay, if he touches the yad, he touches the bone, so that brings the tumah onto the basal. Yeah, that's one posik. Then the posik says, v'chiyomus min abheima shilochem, also behema died, that's for you. So again, v'darshan lechem achol tzorchechem, l'rabbe says ayodos. Again, another drosha. L'rabbe says ayodos. Rashi says, "Harayad lohitzi." This pasuk is talking about lohitzi, taking out tumah. To a nevela, here it's talking about a nevela. Lav basach nozi, you don't need tumah to go into it. The nevela is tummy ready. So we're talking about if you have a bone that has a kezayis meat attached to it, and it's a nevela. So now, if you touch the bone, you become tummy. That's the second pasuk of the chiyomis min abheim ashilachem lachem achotzachem l'rabbe sasa yodis. So it comes out, we have two psukim now, yad lahachnis alohaitzi. We have a posture that if the tomei touches the yad, it brings the tumor into the food. And alohaitzi, if the food isn't available, the kazayis bosa isn't available, and you touch the bone now, you become tomei. Now, shomer, how do we know something that's a shomer, a watcher, means like the skin, lahachnis alohaitzi? So more says on that, let's talk chradun in the posik. Kal v'choyme, ave kal v'choyme miyad. Osi. Now the kabuchom klonin al the shomer should at least be as good as the handle. O ma yad maduch the hand, sheinoi magina. It doesn't protect it like the bone does not protect the meat. Still machnes sumoitzi, it brings in tumor, takes out tumor from the bosa. If so, shomer lekoshrim, or shomer the skin of the meat that even protects the meat. For sure, the skin should bring in tumor, take out tumor. Now if so, shomer the kos mechamun alomali. We had a pasuk before, called Zera Zerua, so we dash in the Shomer. What do we need the pasuk of Shomer altogether for? Shemamin, it's a proof. Litzarif, comes teacher, that's Mistarif for this year. If you have the food itself is left in a kibetza, and you need the Shomer, you need the sheaf, the peel, to make up the shear, so it's Mistarif, lekabotum. That's how we know the dinim of the Mishnah Nuxin. Now the Gemara says, V'yema, why don't I say the opposite way? V'yema, let's say, Yad lahachnis. Maybe a hand could only bring in tumma. That means if you touch a tumma, a person touches the bone, so he brings tumma into the meat. But maybe if the bus or the meat is tumma, it's an avela, and you just touch the meat, the bone, maybe you don't become tumma. Maybe v'lo lohoitzi. And therefore, shomer lahachnas lohoitzi. Maybe I need the extra posik by a shomer to say yes, it could even be mitzi tumma. If so, Avayad lohitzi, then maybe a yad cannot bring out the tumma. The shomer litzarif loy, and then what then a shomer? Maybe it's not mitzarif l'shir. You need the extra pasuk to say it could be mitzi tumma, but not that it can mitzarif to a shir. Smur says no. Yad lahachnis, loy lohitzi lemotzis amrit. That you can't say that a yad only helps to bring in tumma, but it can't take out the tumma. Why? The smur is like this. Hashdi yulimaylo. Like for sure, if the yad could bring in tumma, again you have this bone that has a piece of meat on one side. If you say somebody tumma touches the bone, it brings the tumma into the meat. If so, afuki mi boy, for sure then it'll take out the tumma. That's a svara. So you can't say tumma only goes in; it doesn't go out. So Mor says okay, but v'yema maybe say like this: yad lohoitzi. Maybe the one postik b'yada is not talking about lohoitzi. That if the kizayis nevela is attached to the meat and you touch the bone, maybe you become tummy, that's all. But maybe you can't bring in tumma that way. If the tummy of the person touches the bone, maybe it doesn't bring in tumma into the meat. And if so, shomer then, that has another posik, would be both ways. Lohoitzi lahachnis, true, a shomer would take out and bring in tumma. Avayad lahachnis, v'shomer letzarif, loy. But maybe a yad to bring in, avayad lahachnis. Maybe not. How do we know this? Sumer says yes. Yad ksera ksiva. There's another pasuk by yad. It says yad ksera. Yad ksera. Rashi says gakochach tarti loitzli. So you don't need two pasukim loitzli to take out tumma. So therefore, for sure, one pasuk is saying that it comes in. So therefore, yad we know goes in and goes out. And therefore, the one pasuk by yishomer is even tsarif. Yes, that's Sumer's teretz here. Yad Yisera Ksiva says, Tana Vikira Yutak, you should break a Tana that became Tomei. Yeah, you should break it. If it's a Kli Cheris, you can't be Matarit, you have to break it. And it says, Lochem, against Ridashin, Lechol, Shebas Lachechem, Lerabis Es HaYodis, to be Marba the Yodis. So therefore, it's an extra one, it's an extra word, Yad here, therefore we say it's even Loitil Hachnis, and that's how we know the Din. Now the Gemara says, let's see, Hai Minayim Yusa, which one of these is extra? Rashi says, L'chulakula lohitzi tzvichi. Maybe all the psukim by Yad, you need to say that it could take out tumma. But maybe we don't have even one extra pasuk to say that you could bring in tumma. Which one is extra? The Gemara says this, L'chta Rachmona B'Zroim. Let's just say the pasuk of our Kol Zera Zeruah, just say the pasuk by Zeruahim. V'leitzi Hanech Minayim, we learn not everything from Zeruahim. The Gemara says, no, Malas Zeruahim, she came to Mosam Ruba. Zeruahim have a lot of tumma. Rashi says, she makablam tumma, mi vlad ha tumma. like an Eichel could become a Sheni L'tum also. Means a Rishon L'tum could be Metam Eichel. Mashenken by a Tana, which is a Kli, it's only Mekabel from an Avatumah. The same thing with Chayim Minavela, Meruba, Tumas Eichlin. And also, like Gan Mishti said, there's more Tumas Eichlin than you have by Tumas Nevela. So Muda just said the first Pasuk. Of Zera, I would not know a Yad applies to other Tumas. Maybe it only applies by Neichel, that has a lot of Tumas to it. Yeah. So Mur says, okay, Licht Rechmona Batan, let's just have the Pasuk of Tanner. For Leis Yanech Minel, I'll learn out Zeroyim, food, from the Tanner. So Mur says, no. Malatanish came matama miyaviro. We're talking about now a kli cheres. A kli cheres is matama miyavir. Means if you have a sheretz going into the tanner, and then food is in there, even though they're not touching one another, the food becomes tamei. So again, you see a tanner has special chumris over other tumas. So maybe that's why there's a parsha of yad. But by food, I would not know there's a parsha of yad. So you need both sukkim. So Mar still says no. Lichta rachmana ben nevela. The pasuk just say by nevela. The leis yanech minay, we learn out tanner and zroim from nevela. The nevela also had a pasuk to say that lochem, that it is the parsha of yad. So Mar says no. Mala nevela shekei metama odom. A nevela is metama nodom. It's an avatuma. Or metama b'masa v'tuma yotze migufa. It's also not only if you touch the nevela do you become tamei, but just carry it. A tuma smasa it has. And also the tuma yotze migufa, it's a chomadika tuma. Means the animal itself has its own tumor like a nevela. It doesn't have to receive from someplace else. So nevela is more chomer, I wouldn't know other places. So therefore, you need all three for its pashas. So then you don't even have one extra yad. So then how do you know to say a yad could even be lahachnis? So most is true. Chad mechod liyasi, one from one I can learn out. But teisi chod mit nem learn out one from two. So most says, no, let's see, high taste, which one should learn out from? Lo lichta rachmona b'zroyim. If you want the Torah, to set it by zroyim. That is a parsha of yad. The taste, and I'll learn out from the other ones. So it sounds like this. Ma lahanach shekein mitam shle b'hechsher. I tell you the other ones, it's mitam without a hechsher. You don't need a hechsher. So I can learn out zroyim from these other two tumas. Like zroyim is more kal. Food is only mekabel tumah. If it had hechsher, if water went on it first. So you can't learn out food from a tanner or from an avela. First you have to have water, the hechsher, the kabotumah. That's more kal. Some are rafuna b'reid Rabbi Yeshua. Peiris, he says like this. Peiris lehuchshru. That you say food, before it was hechsher, before water went over it. That's now a kabotumah. I tell you really, it's ketanash lenigma malachta dami. It's like a tanner that didn't finish its work yet. Like a tanner shlanigma malachta dummy, said about the same madrega. A tanner also, before it's finished, before he made it into a kli, it's not makabel tumrida. So that a peiris, like nida hechsher, it's not called finished yet. So it's not called the chumra of peiris or a kalis of peiris over a tanner. Tanner is the same halacha. So again, let's learn out peiris food from the other two. Samur says no. Elarada porchoch, yes, this type of question. Those are matama without touching it. There's tumas masar on them. Here, one second. He says, "Les chumah them matama shloy." You don't have to touch them. By shen kain food is only you only become tummy if you touch it. You have to touch the food. But by the time of the kiraim, it could be in the avir, and by nevela it could be with tumas masar. You don't badafka have to touch it. But by food is only mekabel tumah through negia. So if we can learn out food from a tanner or from a nevela. Zroim is different. Shem metamoyim ela benegia. So Moshe is like this. If so, lo lichter rachmona b'taner. The Torah shouldn't have wrote the parsha the tumah by the yad by taner. The taste of let me learn out taner from nevela from oichel. I guess no malahanach a taner and oichel. Shekain oichel that they're both food. Food and food regular zroim and a nevela both food. Mashenkin a taner which is a kli. Maybe Kli doesn't have a parsha of Yad, it's different. The Rashi says, a man mitzin, if he asks a question on anything. Yeah, yes, a pircha koldu. It's most like this. Okay, lo lichta rachmona b'nevela. Torah shouldn't have wrote a parsha of nevela then. There's a parsha of Yad. V'teisim hanach. So, the most enech anami. El yad in nevela. What do you need to pass the yad by nevela for? One second. So, yad in nevela. What do you need the extra parsha of yad by nevela? Samar says, in Mainu Inyan, Liyad, Nevela, if you don't need it, for the parsha of Yad by Nevelo to Nuinian Liyad Yam, learn it in for Stam, the whole parsha of Yad. So now we have our two psukim by Yad, so one's teaching us Yad Lahachnis, Yad Loitzi. So we have our two psukim by Yodis teach us that both Yad could bring in the tumah. If a Talmudic person touches the bone, he brings the tumah into the meat. And Yad Loitzi, if the meat is Nevelo, and you touch the bone, you become Tameh. So we have the two psukim by Yodis. Now, Shomer, it's a Kal V'Chomer, it has those two. And the extra Pasuk of Shomer teaches us, Shomer Letzarev, that a Shomer even is Mitzarev, makes up the Shir. Now the Mastilias, no, the Akati still may be Yad in the Velitzrich. No, Yad in the Velitzrich is not extra. Maybe I still need it. Why? Dila Kosovach Monov the Velitzrich. Third, when they wrote the Pasuk of Yodis by Nevelo, Havim and I would have thought to say, Da Yolovim and Adin, Lias Kanodin. Sure, I'll learn it out from the other two, but it can't be better. Well, what do we mean? What do you mean? Die means it's enough. It can't be better from we learning it out from. And we're also like this: Ma hanuch loy metama odom. Maybe just the other ones are not metama odom. Let's say like a tanur, it could only become a rishon atuma, or else oichel. It's only rishon atuma. So those two are not metama odom. Maybe af nevel also loy metama odom. Maybe the yad of nevel wouldn't be neged to tumas odom. So if we need a parasha by Nevela to say no, Nevela is an Ava Tumah by itself, it could even be Metama Odom. So maybe I need the Pasuk of Yad by Nevela to tell us that's even Metama Odom. It's more stuff like this. Eli, you're right. Yad and Nevela Mitzvah Tzorach. It's exactly true, I need it. That's not extra. So we don't have any extra Pasuk by Yad, so how do we know Yad is even Lahachnis? It's more stuff like this. Even though the Yodas you need, but they're like this. V'shoymed in Nevela Hudloi Tzorach. The Torah says that the parasha of Shemir by a Nevela. So, that I don't need. Lamai Hichas HaKas, what did I write it for? Ilitz the Rufei, if you tell me now that Nevela should be Mitzarev, or Matalem Mitzarev, you have a meaning now is to say no, by Nevela, by Shemir is not Mitzarev, you want to tell me now. If so, Elohitzi, to say that takes out Tumah, Kal V'Chaymi Miyadosi, comes to for sure, I learned out a kavuchemer from Yad that a shomer could be mitzi. Elo, in many Indian l'shomer the nevela. When the Torah says next year parsha of shomer by nevela, the skin is a shomer by nevela. To the Indian liyad nevela, make it as if it says it by the parsha of Yad. And the main in liyad nevela, I don't need it for the parsha loch of Yad by nevela to say that it's loitzi tumah. Yeah, because I have one pasuk already. Therefore, the extra pasuk light to the Indian liyad the alma. Put it for some a parsha of Yad. And therefore comes out now, Yad Lahoitzi, Yad Lahachnis. I have now two psukim by Yodos. One to say that the tumor comes out, and one to say I can put the tumor in. And Vishayma now, Litzarif, and have the apostolic, the regular parsha of Shemer, that's Mitzarif. That's how I know the order dinim. So Marstilius, no. Vieima, why don't you say like this? Vieima, say like this better. You said there's an extra Yad by Nevela, there's an extra word Shomer by Nevela. So you're now putting that for Yodis. The Gemara says no. For Yemeno Inyan L'Shomer de Nevela, to No Inyan L'Shomer de Yalma. Maybe put it for the parish of Shomer by all over. And therefore it'd be like this. Shomer Lahachnis, for Shomer Letzarf and Echnami. Leave the extra word Shomer by the parish of a Shomer, where something's only a watcher. And then what do you need it for? It's like a true. One Shomer to tell us Lahachnis, no, it's that I learned out from Yad. Now there's an extra pasuk by Shomer, that's Lahachnis, it could bring in Tumah. And also Shomer Litzarev, it can starve. Because I have this extra pasuk Shomer now by Nevela. Alva Yad Lahachnis Loi. But maybe a Yad, if you only have a Yad, it's not a Shomer like a bone, doesn't really watch it, it's only a Yad, maybe it only helps Lahachnis to bring Lahachnis Loi, maybe it doesn't help you to bring a Tumah. Maybe it only helps you Lahitzi, but not to bring a tumah. So it's still a kasha. How do we know to say Yodos is Lahachnas? It's more so like this. Ela rather mikor at the beginning. Ki ksivi yad. You know where the Torah writes the whole parsha of Yodos? Achnosa ksiva. It's talking about bringing in tumah. That's what the pasuk is talking about. Rashi says, Kleima, hota pachidim reishayim miyad lohoitzi lo lahachnas. That's not a question. The chiksev yad ba'oichlin atchilas tumasin ksev k'shem mekablin oisa min asheretz. When it says kol zera zeru zera, it's talking about a seed. It's not tumah yet. It's talking about now lekabel tumah. That's what we're bringing, be machnis tumah. And there it says it's a parasha of yad. Selamikora kiksiv yad achnosik. It says where you bring the tumah inside it. So if it's like this. So, el shoymer dinavet yir. So therefore we know like this. Yad yav apostik lahachnis. Once it brings in tumah, pshita takes out tumah. So I know now yad is lohitzil lahachnis. And shoymer, it's a kal v'chaymer, should have the same dinim. And it says one time shoymer, the teacher says even mitzarev. Now the Gemara is so, the Gemara asks, if so, El Shoymer de Nevela Lomeli. I have an extra time, it says the word Shoymer by Nevela, what do I need it for? I know already. Rashi says like, El Shoymer de Nevela Lomeli. Bishle Mekula Tzrich, I need it, Afilu Yad de Nevela. Shtotay Medayu. El Shoymer de Nevela Lomeli, Halem Starif. By Nevela itself, yeah, by Nevela Hastas, and Nevela, we say it's not Mitzvah, it's not Mishnah. It's not Mitzvah by Nevela, it's only Mitzvah by Tumas Eichlin. Not by Nevela. So what does the Pesach have to say a Pasha of a Shemer by Nevela for? So Mora says, Ilitz the roof for Yamatalam Starf by Tumah of Nevela, that our Mishnah says, Namat Starf. Ila Hachnus Lohitzi, Kavuchayim in Yad, Asiyat. So Kavuchayim from Yad, Madachay, only a Yad could take in and take out. So Pshita or a Shemer could take in and take out. So what does that have to say the word Shemer by Nevela? Smar says true. I'll tell you that milsa the yas of the kal v'chaymer torah because of lakro. Sometimes even though something I know from the kal v'chaymer lakir the shemer of the nevela, I would have a kal v'chaymer the maduch the yad is lohitzi lahachnis pshita the shemer is the same way also. But sometimes I have nothing better to say. I have a right to say torah because of lakro. The torah bothered itself and wrote it down. That's called milsa the yas of the kal v'chaymer torah because of lakro. Smar says yihachi if so. Show me the Alma, every Shemer also. How do you have an extra pasuk to say? It's Litzarif. Maybe the reason why the Torah wrote the Pasha of Shemer, Emeloch, Lahachnis. Maybe Shemer is only coming, there could be Machnis Tumah. Aye, the question is, learn it out from the Kal v'chaymer. Still, I'll tell you. Well, Milsa, the Asya of the Kal v'chaymer, talk because of Lakra. Tell me that even though something I could learn out from the Kal v'chaymer, but sometimes the Torah still goes out of its way and writes it down. So maybe he wrote, even by a shomer, it's only going out of its way to say that it could be machnis tumah. But maybe it's not mitzvah. So Mora says, no. The chlal is heichad yikul medrash darshinim. When we could darshin, avada we darshin. So well, it's more mitzvah to say that a shomer, it's a drosha to say it could even be mitzvah. So therefore, by Tumas Eichlin, like in our mission there, when you have a seed, so when you have the shell around the seed, the shomer of it, it's also mitzvah to make for the shear of tumah. Yeah. So that's how we know the dinim that a shomer is mitzvah. Yeah. Mizdashin. Yeah. Amar says, Rabbi Chaviva Omar Chizal like this. Shani shomer de nevela no. A shomer of nevela is different. Kivon de maise yad kovid. Since it's doing a maise yad, a yad shadin lei. We only says talking about a shomer. That's all. It has loch like a yad. Rashi says. The Yerlam can amina mikarwa, the Shemid in Avela, to lay Yitzruach, to new Indian liyad. Put it for the Pasha of Yad. I could go practically ask the question, Ema to new Indian, the Shemid the Yalmo, Aviyad lachnas loyashkechon, Sirashi says, La Pirchi, the Chivon the Maisi Yad of it, since it's a Maisi Yad, a Shemir of an Avela, Shemid Starif Kisha Shemim, Elamachnas the Maitzi, but since by an Avela, the Shomer, it's not Mitzvarif, so Mel has Loch like a Yad, it's Kamais Yad Mitzvaro, Yitru Didei, Lo Yitzruch. Yeah, therefore, you don't need it for Shomer, because the Shomer of Nevela doesn't have any special Lochas. Therefore, Yad Shadin Lei, Yis Inyan Li Yad Di Alma. Lashley of Rashi says, Kula Tzricha, Kol Yodas Tiksiv Yini Lo Yitzri Tzrichen, Dechad Midah Lo Yasiya. Yeah, alright. That's the tale of the Chan Shem Nevela, Kivan the Maisa Yad, it's only doing the Maisa Yad, therefore Yashadin and Lay. Mask of Lord Rabbi Yehuda bar Yishmael. He asked a question like this. Mask of Lord Rabbi Yehuda bar Rabbi Yishmael, hold it now, that we learned. Hapit Moshe Rimon Mitzarefes, but Fehanet Shaloy Mitzarefes. These are the two covers, two peels around the pomegranate. Rashi said the pitmo. Rashi says who shomer al piv, depicting that's a watcher on top of the mouth of the pomegranate. The hanetz shemerach lagabe pitma. The nace even goes around the pitma. So there are two shells around this pomegranate. That's the pitma. Yes, it says loch. There's a pitma shrimi is mitzarif. The hanetz, the top one, is not mitzarif. Now the amai, the question is why? The amai kori kana kol zera zerua v'leko. Which is aim mitzarif dein shem lagabe shemer. Yeah. So the question is though over here, lechura. That why is there a din sharm altogether? Rashi says, "My hilekum en kader." You can't say it's kader shabni yodem moitzin lizria. Or lab zroim. We don't plant this. Because she night to milan ain't night to mele yocher. You only plant a branch, and so people don't take it out with it the way it is right now. So b'chol, how do you know this is the parsha of a shemer over here? El bezroim v'taim mishum lizria lehed yahu. So how do you know b'chol the parsha of a shemer here by this? By the pitma, by the pomegranate. You only know from the parsha of Zeroyim that you plant it that way. Here you don't plant the pomegranate. That's one question. You have a su, secondly. Oh, it's not that we learned. Oh, we have right to the kefa, says now Mishnah. The or the skin, the right to the kefa, mitzdara for tam of Tumas Eichlin. The law mitzdara for Tumas Eichlin. So also, questions we know. How do we know this? How do we know it's mitzdara for Tumas Eichlin? Yeah. Samar says, Ela rather the pshat is that tolosi kroik sivi. There are three psukim. It says, "Akol zera zeruah shei yizora." So chad is l'shoyim with zroyim.